everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Pleased to welcome the Eagles Hall of Famer in 2015. Former Eagles running back Brian Westbrook joins us every week on the desk of Eagles 360. My man, how you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah. You know, considering the situation.
Yeah, I know. It's tough to open a season like that, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to open a season with a loss, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of different things that you have to work with and a lot of different things that you have definitely a lot of optimism about.
Well, we're going to talk about the things that went right for the Eagles on Monday night and the things that need to be worked on. A 26-24 loss to the Atlanta Falcons. When you dig yourself a big hole like that, Brian, it's so hard to come out of it. Eagles came roaring back in the second half, just not enough.
Yeah, at the beginning of the game, you want to be able to take the ball down. You don't want to start the game with four straight punts. That's not how the Eagles have designed this offense. And you want to be able to run the football. They weren't able to do that earlier in the game, and they dug themselves a hole.
A new team, a result that is certainly not pleasing to anyone, but on a short week with the Dallas Cowboys straight ahead, there is no time for crying at the NovaCare Complex. Chip Kelly meeting the media on this Tuesday. We've got your Eagles 360 update. Let's send it out to Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. It is a short week of work here for the Eagles following Monday night's loss to the Atlanta Falcons. Today, head coach Chip Kelly spoke about how the Eagles tried to defend Julio Jones last night, although Jones did get the better of the Eagles, catching two touchdowns.
You know, as I said last night, the plan with dealing with Julio is very difficult because he lines up in so many different spots. So if you try to double him, where he's going to be. He's going to be the outside right receiver. He's going to be the outside left receiver. He's going to be the inside third receiver. He's going to be the second receiver. Then he's going to go in motion. So, you know, we had some doubles on him. We had safeties leaning towards him. I thought obviously in the first half, a couple of those he got were actually, two of the plays were slant plays off of the run game. You know, it was actually a designed run where Matt pulled up and fired the ball backside to him twice. We had press coverage on him, but he got inside leverage on him. And then they made a couple adjustments at halftime. I thought they did a good job. He only had one catch in the second half, but it was a huge catch for him that extended that drive where they went down and got points on it.
The Eagles were only able to run the ball 16 times for 63 yards last night in Atlanta, despite all of the talk this offseason about how strong their running back group is. And according to head coach Chip Kelly, that was just the way the game presented itself.
We're concerned with moving the ball down the field. So at the end of the day, whether we rush it for 399 yards or pass it for 399 yards or whatever, that's not my concern. Whether it's what's the distribution, it's are we moving the football and getting the ball into the end zone is what we're concerned with. How we get it there isn't a concern for us.
Looking ahead to Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys, Kelly is hopeful that his team will clear up the penalties, a problem that plagued the team in Atlanta.
First and foremost, penalties. You know, you go out and you got 10 penalties against Dallas, and you're probably going to end up on the wrong side of the stick. You know, you got to clean up, the things that we can control. And we didn't do a very good job from that standpoint. We also had a turnover that we created that we had to call back because of a penalty on the defensive side of the ball. So when you really look at how many yards we lost on the offensive side of the ball and a turnover on the defensive side of the ball, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And none of that, you know, the penalty on the defensive side of the ball didn't affect the rush or the fumble or the fumble recovery. You know, it was down the field. So that part of it's got to clean up. You know, if you're going to be a good football team in this league, you can't be a highly penalized team in this league.
Looking at this week of coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, we will once again hear from Chip Kelly on Wednesday, along with Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray. Then on Thursday, we will hear from Kelly once again, along with Malcolm Jenkins and D'Amico Ryans. And for all the latest Eagles news, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. A lot to get to on the show this evening. We've got our All-22 breakdown of the Eagles and the Falcons. Monday Night Football game, the Eagles came just a little bit short. We're also going to, it's never too early to look at fantasy football. I know you're a big fantasy football guy.
Always fantasy.
Yeah, right. Well, you were a big player in fantasy football. I don't know if you're a big player now in fantasy football. And when we return to Eagles 360, we will break it down. Brian and I, tale of two halves, 20-3 at halftime for the Eagles. They came back and took a lead and just couldn't hold on. All of that and more when Eagles 360 returns.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
the pain of heart. This night ain't for the pain of heart, cause the pain of heart won't come.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
This fall at Dunkin' Donuts, get lost in pumpkin. Pick up your favorite pumpkin-flavored beverages and baked treats like the new pumpkin cheesecake square while they're still here. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, and the Eagles and the Falcons, really a tale of two halves. No doubt about it. What happens when a team starts as slowly as the Eagles did?
Well, when you start that slow, you dig yourself a hole, and you're not getting that up-tempo offense that allows your offense to wear the team down. And that's what happened in the first half. They weren't being very complete and efficient on first down, and that makes it very tough for you on second and third down. That's why you only end up with six first downs in the half.
I think the biggest disappointment really was that coming out of the preseason, everybody thought it was going to be easy, and it's not easy in the NFL. You made a really good point, Brian. You're talking about a new team. There are so many new players on this football team, and clearly that hurt the Eagles early in the football game.
The truth is that when you have 10 new starters on offense and defense combined, it takes time for them to start to come together. It takes time for those guys to learn exactly what each player is going to do. And that starts up front, especially for the offense. They have two new players in the guard positions, and it takes continuity. It takes time for that continuity to build itself, and they need that front line to be able to block and get that running game going. That's going to help that tempo.
Let's talk about some numbers. First half, Eagles, six first downs, 125 total net yards. The running game non-existent. Why, Brian, was the running game so difficult to get going?
I don't think the offensive line has gelled quite yet. I don't think they've played enough together, especially in the preseason. You have two new pieces, but you're also, they didn't do a very good job of getting pushed. For the offensive line to be successful, especially in this offense, when you're running a lot of east and west type of plays, you need that push up front. When you're getting a little pushed into the backfield, it makes things much harder for your running back.
DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews combined for three touchdowns, but not a lot of production on the ground. Now, for the Eagles, the big questions offensively, running the football, and how does it work with Matthews and Murray together? Darren Sproles really the star of the show on the ground. So the question for Brian Westbrook here is, Brian, how do you make it work with Murray and Matthews?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to go with the hot hand, whoever that is, whether it's Darren Sproles, whether it's DeMarco Murray or Ryan Matthews. The truth is it's going to be hard for those guys to get used to it because they're both of those guys are all used to carrying the ball an awful lot and carrying a load for the team. So it's going to take some couple weeks just for those guys to get used to coming in and out of the game from time to time. And it's just one of those things you have to adjust to.
You've been part of it. How do you get into a rhythm? How do you deal with it mentally? How do you take the ego out of it?
Well, that's the hard part. Mentally, you have to be prepared at any time. I mean, you're going straight into the game, and you don't have time to get your rhythm and get used to it and build up a lather. You have to be ready right as soon as you get into the game. That's going to be a little bit difficult for those guys to understand and to grasp early on. But just like any part of this team, they'll have to learn how to do it all together. And if they do that, they can be successful.
All right, quarterback Sam Bradford in the first half, a really, really difficult assignment for him against a good Atlanta defense. A defense that was really aggressive, that came after him, that played good coverage. A big interception late in the first half cost the Eagles 7 points. And then in the second half, we saw a different Sam Bradford in rhythm, getting rid of the football quickly, accurately, and the Eagles offense moving well. So which is it, Brian? Are we going to see the closer of Sam Bradford of the first half or the second half moving forward?
I think moving forward, you're going to have a lot of the second half Sam Bradford because you have to remember, he hasn't played in over 600 days, over 2 years. And so when you're coming off of two consecutive injuries like Sam Bradford was, you're going to have some jitters earlier. You're nervous. You're excited, things like that. A lot of those times, the ball starts to sail. You're just not as accurate as you want to be. I think the second half Sam Bradford is a guy that they want to head this football team. And you saw how the team got their tempo. They started moving the ball down the field. That's the team that you will see the rest of the year.
All right, the offense moving the football down the field. But a big play late in the game, the Eagles facing, Ryan Matthews' 25-yard gain on a screen pass wiped out by a Jason Kelce penalty. The Eagles getting 12 of the 16 yards back on first down. Riley Cooper, big play. And then the Eagles running the ball twice with Ryan Matthews. First on second and four, he gains 3 yards. Third and one, he gets stuffed for no gain. Chip Kelly decides to kick the field goal. Cody Parkey pushes it wide right. And Brian, a lot of people talking about that call, the decision there. Your thoughts?
I think he made the right decision. The proper football move is to kick the field goal and take the lead. Chip Kelly made the proper decision. I think the one thing that fans are thinking about is could he have made that decision a little bit quicker? And I think your kicker has to be ready in all situations. You practice the quick kick, all those types of things in practice, and now this is the opportunity that you have to be effective in it. It just didn't work out for Parker.
All right, let's talk defense very quickly here. Julio Jones dominating the Eagles in the first half. Just one catch, 44 yards in the second half. Concerns at all about Byron Maxwell?
You know, I was a little concerned in the first half, but I think he got better in the second half. Billy Davis got a little bit better because he started pressuring Matt Ryan a little bit. And so the truth is that when you look at the first half versus second half of this entire football team, including the secondary and Byron Maxwell, you have a reason to be optimistic. A team got better. They didn't play a lot in the preseason, and the first half of the game was almost like another preseason game. Now the second half, they looked like a better, much better team, and they'll continue to get better as they continue to play together.
And you believe that momentum of that second half, that can carry on into Dallas?
I hope so. I think this week, and just like when Coach Reed was here, you grind on your players a little bit this week. They weren't prepared to play to begin the game. Now you grind on them a little bit and allow that athletic ability to come out. And I think this team you'll see a different team at the beginning of the game this week.
So it all added up to an Eagles loss, 26-24 to the Atlanta Falcons. The Eagles come out of it without any major injuries. A short week ahead, and of course, it's Dallas Cowboys week. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll take a look at fantasy football in just a bit. But next, we've got an all-22 breakdown. What happened? Eagles losing to Atlanta 26-24. Got a lot more coming your way on Eagles 360.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Welcome back. It's Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, and the Hall of Famer, Brian Westbrook. One of the things that went really well for the Eagles on Monday night, the red zone play offensively. Last year, Eagles 23rd in the league in touchdown efficiency. And Brian, on Monday night, 3 of 4 touchdowns. DeMarco Murray runs one in, catches the football. Ryan Matthews with a little help from his friend Alan Barber. Your look on red zone efficiency and how these Eagles are built for success there.
Well, I think they're built for success because their quarterback is able to get the ball out of their hands quickly, and that's really, really important. That keeps the defense honest, and it also keeps them off target just a bit. Anytime Sam Bradford has the ball in his hand and is able to get it out quick, your defensive players are not able to get underneath the routes. They have to respect, the linebackers have to respect the running plays, and so they're stepping up. The quarterback gets the ball, Sam Bradford gets the ball and throws it before the linebackers can get back in their drops. That makes the play even more successful. I think this team will continue to get better in the red zone. And then you also have the threat of the fake the run and throw over the top to Jordan Matthews. That's always key in the red zone. A bigger target, Jordan Matthews will have a lot of touchdowns this year.
10 receivers with receptions on Monday night. Matthews with 10 catches. The Eagles spreading it around. Nothing really down the field. And I know that certainly Chip Kelly wants to stretch this offense out a little bit, get the ball down the field to Josh Huff and Nelson Agholor, who had his first NFL action on Monday night. Brian, 10 receivers catching football. Obviously, they want to rotate a lot, keeping all six receivers active. Enough there at the wide receiver and tight end with Zach Ertz coming back to make this a really proficient offensive passing game?
Well, Chip Kelly loves to take advantage of whatever the defenses give him. I think they need to find a better way to get a little bit more from your other receivers, Riley Cooper, Agholor. But you love the contribution from from Jordan Matthews. You love that. The other guys have to come along a little bit more. But you love the fact that they're able to spread the field with so many different guys. I think this offense has a lot of promise. It just needs to get more time under its belt. That's going to start in practice and continue into Dallas.
Your thoughts on Darren Sproles, another big game, so versatile. He looks like the modern-day Brian Westbrook.
You know what? He looks pretty good. I mean, he runs the ball, you know, with great quickness. He hits the hole hard. He's also able to catch the ball out of the backfield. You saw this game, him being used in a lot of swing routes, a lot of option routes. I think that's a little bit different from the way they used him last year. I think some of the routes last year, they were a little bit predictable, but this game, they were able to take advantage of the linebackers and the safety play.
Well, the Eagles struggling in the first half on Monday night. They came out in half number two, and they dominated right from the jump. It started with a Walter Thurmond interception. It ended with a DeMarco Murray touchdown run. We break it down for you, our All-22 review of how the Eagles started out with a bang in the second half of Monday night's game.
The play that got the Eagles back into this game was on the Falcons' first possession of the third quarter. It was the interception by Walter Thurmond. Let me show you how it all happened from a coverage standpoint. Right now, before the snap of the ball, what do you see? You see two deep safeties. Maragos here to the right, Thurmond to the left. That's what Matt Ryan sees before the snap of the ball. Let's clear the screen and let this run a little bit. You can see as we start this play, freeze it right here. What this now becomes as the play develops is you're going to see Maragos drop deep into the middle as a single high safety. You're going to see Thurmond right here in what we call robber or lurk position. He's a lurk defender as part of this man-free coverage. Now, as we clear the screen and unfreeze it, you can see Matt Ryan does not pick up Walter Thurmond. He thinks he's out of the play, so he throws to White on the deep dig. Thurmond makes the pick. Interception Eagles. That got the second half started. This was the Eagles' first touchdown of the third quarter following the Walter Thurmond interception. What they're going to do is have a sweep to the right with DeMarco Murray. It's a staple running play that the Eagles use. And what they're going to do is pull the center, Jason Kelce, and the right tackle, Lane Johnson. Let's clear the screen and let this start. This is really well executed by the Eagles on offense here as we start this play. You see Kelce, you see Johnson, really well done. Freeze it right here. Another really good block is Josh Huff down here. That wraps it up. A sweep to the right. You can run the play. You'll see Murray's clean to the end zone. This is a staple of the Eagles' run game. They get their backs out on the perimeter with their athletic offensive linemen pulling.
Great stuff there, Greg. Reminder for all of you, the All-22 review available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com after every game, the morning after each game. And it's stuff you can't find anywhere else. We break down the film and tell you how it happened on the field. When we return to Eagles 360, time for a little fantasy football. Alex Smith and Joe Dolan talking about what to expect in week two of this NFL regular season.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I sup to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Margaret Frankford line.
All night.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
A wave of game day excitement is rolling into Dunkin'. Taste the new Tailgater Breakfast Sandwich stacked with smoked sausage, fire-roasted peppers, and onions. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here inside the NovaCare Complex Studios, and welcome back for week two of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I am once again joined by Joe Dolan, the managing editor over at FantasyGuru.com. Joe, a lot to talk about, so let's jump right into it. Week two, Eagles and Cowboys. Which Eagles player are you looking at in this huge divisional game?
Let's take a ride down narrative street. I'm going to go with DeMarco Murray in the revenge game against the Cowboys, but frankly, I think it makes a lot of sense simply because Chip Kelly's going to feel like the run got away from him on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. I expect the Eagles to come out, run the ball incessantly. They're going to start it with DeMarco Murray. And while he came through for fantasy in week one because of the pair of touchdowns, they clearly didn't move the ball on the ground as well as they would like. I'm sure DeMarco Murray isn't happy with the performance in week one. I would expect the Eagles to come out running against the Cowboys, try to establish a little bit of rhythm on the ground. And I think DeMarco Murray is going to have a big game in week one.
For your surprise start for this week, you're looking at one of Drew Brees' targets down in New Orleans, but it might not be a guy that a lot of people are familiar with.
No, it's Brandon Coleman. He's a second-year wide receiver out of Rutgers. Really big guy. He's about 6'6", 230, 235 pounds. Actually, played more snaps than Marcus Colston in week one, got a touchdown, outplayed Marcus Colston. He frankly looked like he had more burst than Marcus Colston. If Brandon Coleman's out there on your waiver wire, you need receiver help, go put him on your bench. Drop somebody who maybe has a lower upside. Maybe you had an injury in week one. You need to replace Dez Bryant, who got hurt. Brandon Coleman, if he is out there, go get him. He played more snaps than Marcus Colston. He's going to be a key receiver for Drew Brees this season and a good matchup against the Buccaneers, who got torched by the Titans in week one.
As for your surprise sit, you're sitting a guy who had a big week last week in the season opener. There must be something about that Buffalo defense that you don't like.
Yeah, that Buffalo defense is, I think, Rex Ryan's going to take pride in trying to shut down Tom Brady this week. And look, this is not something we have to guess on. The Bills defense made life very hard in Buffalo last week for Andrew Luck. I think they're going to make it hard for Tom Brady, who has fewer weapons than Andrew Luck. Rob Gronkowski's great, but on the perimeter, I think the Patriots are going to struggle to get the ball down the field. Rex Ryan has always done a very good job against Tom Brady, especially in home games, and Brady has struggled. He's been up and down against this Bill defense, even without Rex Ryan the last couple years. Tom Brady, if you have a better option on your bench, maybe you were waiting to see what Sam Bradford did. You drafted Bradford and Brady, which was very possible. I think I would go the opposite direction if I have a good quarterback on my bench.
As for your waiver wire pickup this week, you're looking at a wide receiver reuniting with Aaron Rodgers. He put up a huge game in week one against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I really wanted to see James Jones in action before I made any rash judgments. I think a lot of people who maybe were more, maybe not in tune with the fantasy industry, really just saw James Jones' name out there and went and picked him up immediately. While those of us in the fantasy industry, I almost think we overthought this one. We were like, look, they just need depth with the Jordy Nelson injury. They're not going to roll James Jones out there and play him everywhere and play him 100% of the snaps. Well, that's exactly what they did. James Jones played, I believe, more snaps than any Green Bay Packer wide receiver. He played in virtually all three receiver sets. He scored 2 touchdowns. And while he wasn't gaining a lot of separation, when Aaron Rodgers is making those back shoulder throws, you don't need to. You just need to be in the right place at the right time. You don't need a full yard of separation. And James Jones is a receiver who Aaron Rodgers trusts. And frankly, I think he can be a guy who can be a number three receiver for you moving forward, at least until Devontae Adams shows some improvement. He really didn't play very well in week one.
After week one, there's always a lot of overreaction by fantasy owners, dropping guys, picking up different guys. Give us a player that you're keeping an eye on this week.
I'm keeping an eye on Devontae Parker, the receiver from the Miami Dolphins, the rookie. I think he's somebody that the Dolphins need. The Dolphins went on the road, really struggled at Washington. I didn't think Ryan Tannehill was very sharp. And part of that was his receivers weren't gaining a whole lot of separation aside from Jarvis Landry. Devontae Parker played just one snap. So my guess is he's going to be dropped in quite a few leagues. I'm not so sure that by week 5, week 6, Devontae Parker isn't a huge contributor to this Dolphin offense. He's somebody I'd be looking to add if I have room at the end of my bench and can afford to stash him. I really want to see what his role is going forward. My bet is he plays more than one snap in week 2.
Well, that will wrap things up here for the Week 2 edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. Our thanks to Joe Dolan, the managing editor over at FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan. We'll see you next week for Fantasy Spin.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay 2 bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com for a chance to win a pair of tickets in the Amoroso Suite when the Eagles take on the Buffalo Bills at Lincoln Financial Field. Welcome back. You know, Brian, I was hoping you'd be coming in here after a big win and we'd be all smiles. You know, but you know how the course of the NFL season works. It's not going to go easy all the time.
Listen, it was 1 of 16. I think the truth is that, you know, you have a lot of things to build on here. That second half was much better than the first half. This team is going to take some time to gel together. A lot of new players in the secondary, especially on the offensive line as well. They need some time to come all together as a team. I think they have a lot to build with. They have a lot of things to learn from this tape. And I think Chip Kelly is the type of coach that will learn from every tape, every game, and they'll get better by the next week.
Dallas, what does Dallas mean to you? I know you don't like him.
I think everybody hates Dallas. not just only me, but I think all the fans hate Dallas. Anytime I think of the Cowboys coming to town or us going to Dallas, you just want to just take somebody and wring them by the neck. This is Dallas week. We have to get behind this football team. We need a win this week.
And the loss of Dez Bryant really quickly, how much will that impact Tony Romo in that passing game?
Oh, it's going to impact Tony Romo a lot. I mean, you have to think about this. This is the guy that he went to when he was in trouble, just throw the ball up. He's also the guy that beat us up just a bit last year. And so now we need the front seven to get a rush on Tony Romo and force him to throw the ball a little early. Now we're going to see the real Byron Maxwell in secondary.
Good stuff. Brian Westbrook, he'll be back on Monday after the Eagles beat up on the Dallas Cowboys. Tomorrow here on Eagles 360, Chip Kelly in studio. We'll talk in depth about the Cowboys and little Sam Bradford as well. Chris McPherson, well, he's going to have a little Cover 2 segment. So we'll talk about the Eagles from a more perspective of the national media or actually the local media here. So I wonder how much people are panicking. You know how it is in this town. You lose a game and there's panic in the streets.
Don't panic. It's only 1-16. Yeah. They got B-West. Another one next week.
B-West, great job. Thank you all for joining us. It's Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.